Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to special edition of Ignite at Night Testimony Tuesday. I love Testimony Tuesday so much. I know you need a little bit of motivation, and I'm here to give it to you today. So welcome, everybody. I hope you had a great day today. And if not, I hope after hearing this message, your day will go much better. And I'm very confident that it will. So thank you again for tuning in. And guys, I have got to say this. So for those of you who don't know, I am a high school senior. And so definitely all the colleges, you know, all that type of stuff. I really can't believe it. I'm graduating like in 4 months. Are you kidding me? I've been like waiting for this since, you know, first grade. So about a good 12 years. So I'm very, very excited. And you know what's so funny? When I think about it, I actually didn't plan on even attending college until the end of last semester. And I don't know what it was, but, you know, something just told me it's best if you can go to college so that can help you get connections rather than you just try to, you know, be out there on your own. So I'm just very thankful that I did decide that. So that same last year, I took my SAT. And I got a 1460 overall, and my scores were good enough to get in basically all the schools that I wanted to get in. And I did get accepted into them. And my top two are University of Alabama and Georgia State. So I got into both, and now I'm like, oh, my gosh, which one do I go to? You know, I live in Atlanta, so you know Georgia State. And for what I want to do, for those of you who also don't know, I've also, you know, published a book, and I've done different things like that, and screenwriter, I write film, so I really want to get into film. That's like a number one passion of mine, so I'm like, oh, you know, Atlanta, that's just film city, like it's slowly becoming, you know, the new Hollywood, but then University of Alabama, what is so good about that? Actually, my family's from Alabama, and we've always, seriously, been Roll Tide fans, so I picked that up from them. And even before I even thought about going to college, because in ninth grade they had college fairs, and I always looked at, oh, University of Alabama, Roll Tide, the football, it's going to be a great time. It's such a great school academic-wise, you know, it's a really great school. But, and they have, you know, they have film at their school as well. So now I'm like, okay, University of Alabama, Georgia State, and I'm just so in between. I was thinking maybe I'd go to University of Alabama for maybe like, you know, a year, then transfer to Georgia State for connections and stuff. So I'm just like, you know, in the middle. And I found out if I do actually go to University of Alabama, then I'll lose my Hope scholarship, which you can only use Hope scholarship in Georgia school. So I would lose that. So as you can see, it's just like, oh, Lord, what do I do? A lot of people have said, you know, just say Georgia State. They have exactly what you want. It's in Atlanta. But they don't know just actually how difficult turning it down would be for me. So I'm just really at a crossroads. And so as you can see, I seriously need direction. really, really need direction. And I need guidance and I need wisdom. I have to know where I'm going. I don't have much time left. I'm due to start in the summer, so I really don't have much time left. So I really need direction and guidance, and I want to talk to you all. I know a lot of you out there, you also need direction and guidance. And the way you get it is through God. God knows everything. He knew everything we were going to do before we did it. He is just the perfect, you know, master of guidance. He does that. And I, you know, sometimes I don't think we realize how much God actually loves us and loves to hear from us. And God longs to be good to us. He really does. So I think sometimes we want something like, oh, I don't know what to do. We don't think to ask God for. We actually, a lot of times, we ask other people things before we ask God. And that's not good. We're not supposed to do that. You know, God is always supposed to be first. Anything you need, you're always supposed to ask God first. So we really have to remember that. And always remember, God is never too busy for you. He loves to hear from us. He really does love to hear from us. And I've learned that. So God is never too busy for you. And God will give you direction and guidance. You are his child. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the creator of the universe is your Heavenly Father. So he really loves you. So ask God for guidance. God is so generous. He will give you all the guidance and wisdom that you need, but you have to ask God for it. Ask God, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do next or where to go. I need you to guide me. And he's definitely going to guide me with the situation, because in past situations, I've had to ask him for guidance and wisdom, and he has given it to me. And if he did it for me, I know he will do it for you. So just ask God for guidance and wisdom. That's good. We depend on him. He will give it to you. And I want to give you a few scriptures to look at. First, I'm going to look at Proverbs 3:5. It states, trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. So, again, we simply don't know everything, but God does, which is a great thing. So just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and, you know, don't depend on your own understanding, but depend on the Lord to guide you and ask him for that guidance. Also, I want to look at Psalms 32:8. It says, the Lord says, I will make you wise. I will show you where to go. I will guide you and watch over you. It says it right there. The Lord says he will make you wise. He will make you wise. He will show you where to go. He will guide you and watch over you. So basically, God will make you wise. He'll show you where to go. And God will guide you and watch over you. And that's what he says in his word. So you have to trust in it. And one more I want to look at. James 1:5. And it says, but if any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. God is generous. He enjoys giving to all people, so God will give you wisdom. And again, we do forget, God is so generous. God has so many blessings in store for you. He just wants you to ask him for it. Just remember that God is generous. You're like, hey, God, I really need you to guide me. And God loves it when you trust in him. So one thing you have to do when you do ask God for guidance and wisdom, you have to believe that he will give it to you. Do not doubt God. Don't doubt God at all. I mean, God can do everything but fail. He can't fail, so always trust in God. God will guide you. He will guide you. And I want to play, I love this song. It's a great song. It gets my spirit in the mood. Here is called Indescribable, and it really describes God. So just really listen to the words and think about how amazing God is. Here is Indescribable.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature you need.
are truly amazing. God is truly amazing. That was a little bit of Indescribable by Chris Tomlin, and I really, really love that song so much, and it's actually other renditions of the song if you want to check those out. But, yes, he is amazing. His goodness, his mercy is indescribable. So if you ask God for guidance and wisdom, he will generously give it to you. God is a generous giver. He loves giving goodness to us and just blessings and gifts. So I always remember that. And I want to give you guys a final scripture to look at. It is Psalms 37:23. It says, when a man steps, follow the Lord, God is pleased with his ways. If he stumbles, he will not fall because the Lord holds his hand. Now, I really love that. Let's look at the first part. When a man's steps follow the Lord, God is pleased with his ways. So when you ask God for wisdom and guidance and he gives it to you, make sure you follow what he tells you to do. That's important. That's also called being obedient. So when a man's steps follow the Lord, God is pleased with his ways. So God is pleased with those who obey him and do what he says. So if you ask God for wisdom, he is pleased with that. And there is nothing like God being pleased with you. So after you ask God for wisdom and guidance and direction, he will give it to you. That's when you will that's when you obey God and he will be pleased with your ways. It also says if he stumbles, he will not fall because the Lord holds his hand. So there are a lot of times in life that we stumble. Sometimes we think we may have fallen down, but always remember this, with the Lord, you will never fall down. You may stumble, but God will always help you. Well, God will help keep you from falling. That's a better word. If he stumbles, he will not fall. So a lot of times in life, we come over these hard, like roadblocks in a way. Things happen unexpectedly, and that's a stumble, but you will not fall. You will not get down. Because the Lord holds your hand. So remember that, and whatever you're going through, you may be going through a tough time, just know that you may be stumbling, but you're not all the way down, and God will not let it happen. The Lord is holding your hand. The Lord is with you through whatever journey. The Lord is guiding you. He will guide you and just give you direction. So make sure you ask God for guidance and direction. And, of course, this is called Testimony Tuesday, and a lot of things that I tell you guys about, it's actually a personal testimony because there's been a lot of times when I've needed direction and guidance, and God definitely gave it to me, and when I followed what the Lord said, I just was so blessed. So ask God for guidance and wisdom, and make sure you block everything out to hear from the Lord. Make sure it's the Lord, not the enemy, not the devil. Make sure it's from the Lord. And one thing that Steve Harvey said that I love, you know, one way that you know it's from God is God's voice has no sin. So if there's anything telling you to do something that has sin in it, do not do it because that is not from the Lord. Because God cannot sin. You just can't. So, again, ask God for guidance and wisdom. He will gladly give it to you. Well, I hope you were just inspired and motivated by this message. And I'm just thank you guys for joining me. And I want you guys to know I was so excited when I found out I got accepted to these colleges. I mean, you know, University of Alabama, Georgia State. Like, I was very excited because those are my top two choices. And I got accepted to both. And a lot of people say, oh, that must have been the best day of your life, got accepted. And I'm like, no. The best day of my life is when I got a relationship with God and Jesus Christ. That's the best day for anybody's life. Once you get a relationship with God and Jesus, your life, it just cannot be the same. And I want to give a lot of you an opportunity to give your life to God and Jesus. And some of you, you may have given your life to the Lord, but you may have got off track, you know, a little bit. Some things in life have maybe put you a little away from God. But I just want you to know God loves you. God still loves you. You have a great heart. You're a great person, and God loves you, and he longs to hear from you. He longs to be good for you, and I just want to help you guys. So if you want to get a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, ask that you say this simple prayer over me. Say, Father God, I thank you for who you are, thing that you've done for me. I humbly submit my life to you. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that Jesus is now seated with you in heaven and will intercede on my behalf. Please forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that I am now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you for creating me in a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within me. I thank you that I am your child and as such entitled to all of the blessings and benefits that you have for me. Thank you, Father God, for healing and restoring every area in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That may have seemed a little simple, but God is so pleased with you right now. And I just ask that you all, if this is your first time, or even if you're rededicating your life, try to get into a good Bible-based church. There are so many churches, you know, like they say, different folks, different strokes for different folks. So every church is not the same. Find one that, you know, dedicates to your heart, or, you know, Joel Osteen. You know, there's so many great pastors out there who preach differently. So, you know, Joel Osteen is definitely different from Carl Lentz. So you see the differences. A lot of churches to choose from. So just, you know, get into the Word of God and get into a habit of talking to God every day. God would love to hear from you. And I want you to know the moment that you said that scripture, God erased and forgave all of your sins. And welcome to the family of believers. And I love you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this beautiful Testimony Tuesday with me. You can follow us on Instagram for inspirational messages at Pure Revelation. Again, that's at Pure Revelation, PureRevelation. Pure Revelation. And also, if you have any prayer requests that you would like for us to pray over or any comments about the show or anything, you can email us at purerevelationministries@gmail.com. Again, purerevelationministries@gmail.com. purerevelationministries@gmail.com. And we will pray for you. We continue to pray for you. And thank you guys again for tuning in. And if you want to tune in tomorrow, I hope you do, for our Ignite at Night show. We are interviewing Miss Mulatto from the Lifetime show, The Rap Gang. I'm really excited. She's really talented. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more entertainment news. And, you know, just going to have a great time on the show. So make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And, again, Testimony Tuesday for every Tuesday. So make sure you guys tune in for that. All right, guys, I love you, but most importantly, God loves you more. Have a great day. From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. Colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings. All is claiming indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Powerful,
lightning bolt where it should go. Oh, seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gives birth to its light? Yet concealed it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable. Awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Amazing God. Indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing.